Hello everyone, my name is Corey Steffen, and I'm currently a PhD candidate in the Department of Theology at Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, United States. My presentation is titled, Free and Open Source Software for the Professional Historian, Optimizing a Multi-Source Historical Research Workflow in BSD or GNU Linux with a Tiling Window Manager and Manuscripts Galore. Thank you for having me. Many professional historians research and write with rather haphazard desktop or laptop computer setups. Perhaps it is natural for the sort of mind that thrives on piecing together minutiae from historical documents to tend to be different from the sort of mind that thrives on learning to use cutting-edge technology. However, the busy scholar cannot afford to work without keeping as many tools for efficient research and writing in her toolbox as possible. For example, the operating system for a historian working with myriad large documents ought to be lightweight and stable. I have had my Ryzen-powered desktop with 16 gigabytes of RAM crash because I was manipulating a manuscript facsimile that used 13 gigabytes on its own. And I've had a regression in LibreOffice Fresh render a work-in-progress dissertation chapter unable to be edited until I downgraded to LibreOffice Still. Needless to say, neither moment was pleasant. Most big-name open-source operating systems that are not completely rolling release are well-suited for the job, such as FreeBSD, Debian, or Manjaro, but the scholar must take care to use long-term service kernels and software whenever reasonably possible. Beside the operating system, the window manager is the most important part of the historian's toolbox. For multi-source historical research and writing, the use of a dedicated tiling window manager can improve efficiency quite dramatically. Manuscript facsimiles, database query tools, and other items that one might need to have open simultaneously in various windows are placed exactly where one intends, rather than in a random location, like in stacking window managers and therefore most traditional desktop environments. Moreover, no windows are allowed to overlap, and each window occupies all the screen space